Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're talking in this segment with Randy Zanell. Randy is bringing his experience as a trial attorney and professor of law at Cornell Law School to the conversation as we dive into the Alec Murdaugh trial even further. And I'm just always interested to hear everybody's perspective on this because it's been the big thing. Alec on the stand last week. Randy, thoughts on all that?
I am torn because on the one hand, I found him to be very well prepared. Mm-hmm. His temperament was appropriate. He was not combative. He agreed when it was reasonable to agree. He was emotional when it was time to be emotional. His referring to his son as Papa and his wife as Mags seemed to be genuine and not rehearsed. He had nothing to lose by taking the stand. And I would say probably 7.5 times out of 10, a defendant has plenty to lose when he or she decides to take the stand, because you get the prosecution, or you give the prosecution, a free run to wreck you. But here, the prosecution blew an absolutely magical opportunity with Mr. Murdaugh, because what the defense tried to do was basically say to the jury, look, he's a fraudster, he's a con man, he's a thief, but he's not a killer. Mm-hmm. And what I would have done is I would have taken that line from Ocean's 11, where George Clooney looks at Julia Roberts and says, I only lied about being a thief. So I would have done that to Alex Murdaugh as the prosecutor. I would have turned him into my own witness and have him keep agreeing. You lied about this, you lied about this, you lied about this, you lied about, and just got into a rhythm of all of the lies that he's told, then I would have capped it off by having him concede that he actually staged and planned his own homicide. And then I really would have finished him off by having him concede that it was his goal to leave his remaining son an orphan, leave his remaining son never knowing the truth about what happened to him, what happened to his mother, what happened to his brother. And then I would have sat down, and in closing arguments, I would have looked at the jury and say, yeah, you know, he's right. He's absolutely a fraudster. And not only did he defraud all of his victims and his partners and his remaining son, but he's also defrauded all of you.
Do you think that that's kind of what Creighton tried to do? But
it could have been done a lot
failed
cleaner.
At it.
Yeah. It could have been done a lot cleaner,
yeah,
a lot faster, a lot more efficiently, and a lot less confusing. He played, it was almost as if the first day of cross, the prosecutor was just trying to get through the day, excuse me, that he really wasn't ready to cross-examine.
Yeah.
So let me just kind of tread water and I'll get a fresh start the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I've done that also as an attorney where, okay, things got a little wacky in terms of scheduling. I didn't guess right when the next witness was going to be called. I'm really not as prepared as I'd like to be. So let me just get through the day and I'll just stall.
Yeah.
And then I'll have all night to prepare. And I got that sense, but it really wasn't that much better the next day. There was an insecurity. There was this constant insecurity we see with prosecutors where you think you have to cover every angle. You have to fill in every gap. You have to plug every leak. And all you end up doing is confusing the crap out of the jurors and playing right into the defense's hands. And I think that that's what the prosecutor did. The jury has forgotten about what this case is all about. Is it a murder? Is it a financial theft case? Could this guy really be capable of doing what he did? And now you've got their experts disputing not only the height of the shooter, but now they're actually saying there were two shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's reasonable doubt on top of reasonable doubt that apparently, as my wife told me, there were two jurors who were crying during,
yes,
his testimony. He's not getting convicted.
No, I mean, as of right now, I think it's still very much up in the air. I was noticing some interesting things about when Alec was speaking. I know you'd mentioned Pawpaw and Mags you thought was very convincing. I don't know that I felt it was that convincing. I felt it was overdone, overused. In all of the previous testimony and all of the videos and everything that we have on him, he never referred to them once as that. When discussing them, I could see it coming out every now and then, but literally every single time Paul was mentioned or Maggie was mentioned, it was always Pawpaw and Mags. It wasn't ever Paul sometimes. And
you're right. And I guess that's why God made horse races, because we can look at things differently.
Yeah.
If I were if I were the defense, I would not get sucked into that rabbit hole and start, and I wouldn't spend too much time with that. Maybe if the prosecutor brought it up, or I thought the prosecutor was going to bring it up because I go first as the defendant in closing arguments, or, and I don't know what they do in South Carolina, if they do prosecution, defense, prosecution, rebuttal, but if they do defense, then prosecution, I've got to basically say to the jury, well, listen, I don't get to get up again. So just think about what I would say, and let me try to forecast some of the things I believe the prosecutor will bring up. And maybe if I was concerned about that, I'd say, listen, that was then, this is now. He's told you about his drug addiction. He's been in jail. He ain't got a drug addiction anymore. He was a very different person in a very different state of mind. None of us can climb into his shoes and imagine what it was like for him then and what it's like for him now. So you've got to make a decision looking at him today. Do you look at this man and believe him to be with such certainty that you could make an important decision in your lives, like whether or not to have open heart surgery? Can you look at him with that degree of certainty and say, he killed his wife, he killed his son?
Do you think it was a miss at all on the part of the prosecution? They never seemed to jump back on the statement that Alec made early on the stand saying, I would never intentionally hurt my wife and child. That was the only time he said that. Every other time it was, I would never do that. I would never hurt them. I would never do anything to them. But intentionally was a key word. Was that just a slip and not worth going after more? How would you handle that?
Well, it's a great question, and I'll tell you how I would handle it. Why would I cross-examine him on that and give him a chance to explain that away?
Okay.
I save that for closing arguments. Say, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot that Alec Murdoch said that should have resonated with you. Let me point out to you one thing that resonated with me. I would never intentionally do anything to my wife and children. Freudian slip? I think so. Was that Alex Murdoch's way of saying that I was drugged out of my mind? I was unraveling, spiraling, falling apart, disintegrating, and I snapped and killed my wife and son? Well, let's look at the evidence. That's probably how I would start my closing argument.
Yeah.
And then go into the evidence.
Sure. Waters brought up a term, and I was kind of surprised because I was going back and forth with one of my normal guests and friend, Jennifer Coffendaffer, and we were talking about family annihilator. It's a term that she's been talking about quite a bit on her Twitter. And I was surprised. Waters brought up the term, but gave no context to it. See, asking, are you a family annihilator? And he was like, am I a what?
Yeah.
But no context given. And if we do know the context of it, I mean, it does seem to describe him. Is that something that should be brought up more maybe in closing? Or is that just kind of too far off the beaten path of something that a jury could really understand and grasp onto?
It's not necessarily something that resonated with me. It was kind of an odd characterization.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like the Terminator.
Yeah, exactly. Are you the Terminator?
Yeah. Are you the Terminator?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of those kinds of just theatrical moments.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too much. I think sometimes as lawyers, particularly with cameras in the courtroom, we play too much.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go over well.
Yeah.
I think there would have been a better and an easier way to handle it. Again, to me, as a prosecutor, I would have made Alex Murdoch my witness, and I would have very nicely tortured him with every witness whose life he destroyed, every victim whose life he destroyed, from Mr. Pinckney, who was paralyzed, to his partners, to Gloria Satterfield, and I would have had him acknowledge. In fact, I'll tell you one thing that resonated with me when he basically said, I stole from people that I didn't care about.
Mm-hmm.
That was also an odd thing to say.
Yeah.
Because then you're capable of being so cold, so disconnected, so sociopathic that you talk about doing those things like you order dinner. You would think that would have moved you a little bit to think about the lives that you've destroyed, people who look to you to save them. And you just discard them like trash. But you want us to believe you would never do that to your own family.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you were prepared to take your own life, leave your kid maybe a wealthy orphan, believe him an orphan nonetheless, never knowing the truth about what you've done and the truth about what happened to his mother and what happened to your brother. And then the other thing, and again, this is something my wife, who's the smart one in the family, mentioned to me. She goes, you know, if you really thought someone killed your wife and son, don't you think the first thing you would do is go to every and any length to protect your remaining child and get him the hell out of there?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Randy Zanell, thank you for your insight there. We got more to come with Randy in just a little bit, talking about Alec Murdaugh's definition of love. He talked about it a lot on the stand. I'd be curious to learn a little bit more what he means by love. Press subscribe so you don't miss that or any of our discussions on the cases that we're following for you. The complete list can be found in the episode description. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.